So let's start with you telling us your story, and let's begin this story more with what was life like for you before you even heard the word kidney disease?
Well, I was enjoying a very active lifestyle. I was sort of a late-blooming athlete throughout high school and college. I was sporting 205, 210 pounds, but in my mid-20s, I took up volleyball and then running. Knee injury took me into cycling, which became my true love, and I was in good shape, so much so that when in the fall of 97, my primary care physician suggested I get a routine physical exam, I kind of laughed and said, well, sure, I'll knock that out of the park. Didn't quite, though. He detected some red blood cells and protein in the urine. One test led to another, and ultimately a biopsy revealed I had IgA nephropathy.
So before we go into the details of that kidney disease, when you say you're a cyclist, you're one of those crazy cyclists.
Well, I do enjoy riding long distances. I've done a number of the 100-mile rides in the mountains. I guess most recently the Blue Ridge Brutal and the Blood, Sweat, and Gears rides up around Boone.
So explain to me what a Blood, Sweat, and Tears ride really is like.
Well, gears, but that ride has about 9,500 vertical feet of climbing, so about a mile and a half. It's a hard ride, but it's the kind of ride that folks use to challenge themselves and to train and prepare for. And I found with that kind of event on your calendar, you get yourself in better shape than if it's not there.